Actor Robert Davi, Unbelievable Biden Afghanistan Exit Like a Plan Nefarious Decision. By Joshua Klein on September 1, 2021. After President Biden warned those responsible for the recent terror attacks that killed 13 U.S. troops and over 90 Afghans at Kabul Airport on Thursday, actor, director, singer and talk show host Robert Davi condemned the tragic lack of an exit strategy, calling it almost like a planned nefarious decision. While recalling terror leader Osama bin Laden's 2010 prediction that Biden would lead the U.S. into a crisis, and accusing Hollywood and leftist politicians for withholding the truth about the president. Appearing on Steve Maltzberg's weekly commentary show Eat the Press, Davi began by lamenting Biden's recent exit from Afghanistan. "First off, 20 years of blood and treasure in Afghanistan. And we don't have a strategy, we don't know who people are," he said. "They let 10,000 plus prisoners out that we had captured from around the world over the last decades," he added. "ISIS X, ISIS K, ABC, whatever it is. All kinds of terrorists, bad people that we put in prison that they let out." Deeming the lack of strategy tragic, Davi claims to have foreseen recent events. "This is tragic, though. It's nothing that I did not suspect from the beginning when we knew that everyone on the left was trying to demonize former President Donald Trump and get him out," he said. "It seems so unbelievable that it seems like it's almost like a planned nefarious decision," he added, "and when Biden tries the Clint Eastwood moment, God bless the guy." Davi highlighted how in 2010 then Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden wished to spare Biden, feeling the then vice president would destroy the U.S.'s foreign policy if left alone. In 2010, Osama bin Laden said when they captured his laptop that he wanted to kill President Obama and then CIA Director David Petraeus, but leave then Vice President Joe Biden alone because Biden will destroy American foreign policy, so leave him alone, he said. The 9/11 mastermind warned Al-Qaeda in a letter dated May 2010 not to target the then vice president because he believed the totally unprepared Biden would lead the U.S. into a crisis. Davi then blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, and the Hollywood contingent for withholding the truth about Biden from the public. "This is on you, this is on you people," he said. "They have done that to America. They really have. The manipulation and by holding back the truth to the American people. And the right is just as guilty in certain things." Asked about President Biden blaming former President Trump for the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and the recent deaths of American servicemen, Davi accused the media of encouraging such sentiment. "The media laps it up like dogs, they're seditious," he said. "They talk about the McCarthy era and all of this crap. When McCarthy was coming after people that hated America. What the press does today is they come after people that love America and they protect people that are doing things that are hurting the United States," he added. Referring to blaming former President Trump for the Afghanistan pullout fiasco as the biggest lie, he then recalled Trump's stated intentions. "Trump made it very clear, yes, he wanted to come out of Afghanistan, with conditions," he said. "How can they let this guy, Biden, lie?" he asked. "Every single member of the press, it's so upsetting to me and to the American people. Look what's happening over there and they want to blame Trump." Calling the incompetence of the Democratic left-wing contingent of America the biggest issue not being reported, Davi claimed the matter was bigger than Joe Biden. "We got a recall in California, you've got Governor Gavin Newsom and you've got Hollywood pouring millions of dollars," he said. "The head of Netflix spent $3 million to save Gavin Newsom and what did he do? He's in with Pelosi and she's running around in her pink suit hurting America with a $3.5 trillion tax deal." Davi, who is directing a movie exploring the dark side of Hunter Biden's life, claimed many of those who voted for Biden did so due to false pretenses. "They put Joe Biden in there because every person I spoke to said, well, Joe Biden is a moderate and he's a nice person. Every single one said that. This is what they all said, this was the party line, especially in Hollywood," he said. He then noted his views toward those who refused to vote for Donald Trump because of relatively trivial matters in his eyes. "So many people said, I didn't vote for Trump this time because I didn't like his tweets and his tone. Well, now I say to those people, your son, your daughter, your baby, is dying, it's dying, he said. And you're gonna go to a doctor that has no clue or a doctor that doesn't have bedside manner but could save the life of your child, shame on you. Addressing the recent LA Times reference to talk radio host Larry Elder, who leads polls to replace Governor Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election later this month. As the black face of white supremacy, the veteran actor concluded by calling to investigate those who defamed Elder. Who's the owner of the LA Times? He asked. Investigate him and then the woman, Erica D. Smith or whatever it is. And is now writing for the LA Times and doing these hit pieces on Larry Elder because he's a black conservative. Reiterating the need to get behind identifying the owner of the LA Times, Dobby claimed that the paper's owner gets phone calls from Hollywood. He's in bed with Hollywood, he said. His best friend in politics is Joe Biden. And so in terms of fairness, in terms of the whole thing, it's like Jeb Zucker with CNN and all of these other pundits, he added. President Biden has received overwhelming criticism for his recent withdrawal from Afghanistan, which saw chaotic and hasty attempts to evacuate stranded Americans, with many blasting Biden's weakness and incompetence while accusing the president of allowing Taliban terrorists to call the shots by dictating foreign policy and calling for his immediate resignation. In July, as fighting raged throughout Afghanistan, President Biden announced a timeline for a drawdown of U.S. forces from the area while assuring the Taliban would not overpower the American-backed Afghan military. Subsequently, Kabul fell to the Taliban and embattled President Ashraf Ghani fled the country with $169 million of unclear origin upon hearing the news of the Taliban's arrival, as the government collapsed and the capital's U.S. embassy was forced to evacuate. In a stunning rout, the Taliban seized nearly all of Afghanistan in just over a week, despite the tens of billions of dollars spent by the U.S. and NATO over nearly two decades to build up Afghan security forces. Biden was also accused of caving to Taliban threats after pledging to honor the August 31 withdrawal deadline for U.S. personnel in Afghanistan. Last week, former President Trump said Biden surrendered Afghanistan to terrorists and left thousands of Americans for dead upon the administration's decision to not extend the August 31 evacuation deadline at the Taliban's guidance. Biden surrendered Afghanistan to terrorists and left thousands of Americans for dead by pulling out the military before our citizens. Now we are learning that out of the 26,000 people who have been evacuated, only 4,000 are Americans, Trump stated. You can be sure the Taliban, who are now in complete control, didn't allow the best and the brightest to board these evacuation flights, he added. The former president also called Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan the single most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. The recent success of the Taliban, which has declared its intentions of imposing a strict Islamic Sharia law system on Afghans, has been a growing concern for various groups, including ethnic and religious minorities within Afghanistan. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.